Warren, as you began to investigate this with Bob, I mean, was it almost as if the deeper you dug, the more you found like this?
Yeah, it was just extraordinary. And Bob had said to me, you know, you're not going to believe this once you get into it. You're just going to have to take a deep breath and take it step by step. And it was spooky. The whole thing's spooky. It's, you know, when he was a kid, he started to become aware of this through these hints that were dropped. And then he went off to Vietnam, and when he came back, his great uncle had died, and so there he was hooked, and he started investigating, and he realized as he started finding this gold, having broken part of this Confederate code, this KGC code, that there had to be something deep to it. It couldn't just be a revival of the Confederacy that was going on in the 20th century. It didn't have to do with that issue or, you know, black-white issues or anything like that. It must have had to do with some sort of religious vision. Because, you know, how could these guys continue the mission for so long and live in poverty? I mean, his great uncle lived in a log cabin in poverty with 13 kids, and he patrolled every day on horseback to protect this money, and the women and the children couldn't touch it. So it was for a cause, and it was for some strange esoteric cause, and that led us to research and research and research, and I think your listeners will be stunned when I say it has something to do with the background of the Da Vinci Code and the book Holy Blood, Holy Grail, which is the basis for the Da Vinci Code. It has to do with a Knights Templar tradition that goes back to Europe.
And the fact that they continue to guard the gold in different regions of this country, that tells me they still have a mission here.
I think they do. And, you know, some places may be bigger than others, hot spots. I'll just throw out a strange coincidence.
There are no coincidences.
Yeah,
you know that.
Okay. Well, it's interesting if you think of it this way, that in Arizona, where Bob and I and others have done a lot of work and tracked down these clues that are fascinating out there, and pulled things out of the ground that are very symbolic, that area is in the 33rd section, 33rd longitude, 33rd latitude, based on the meridian, the zero point being Washington, D.C., right at that area in Arizona. And this has to do with the sacred geometry that this group followed, which is a Knights Templar tradition, 33rd degree.
Now, that is strange, because we hear that 33rd degree in other places as well. Throughout this planet, and who knows, the universe.
Well, the fact is that a lot of this stuff is buried in the 33rd section on various derivatives of that number. They had a most fascinating geometric, geographic link in how they lay these depositories out.
They're into numbers for some reason.
They're into numbers, into geometry. Geometry is a way of communicating. Mathematics is a way of communicating without words.
If you know the code.
If you know the code, and if you know of key areas to look for, symbolic names of places, and there's usually a story about Indians raiding a Spanish, battalion with gold, or raiding a U.S. Army payroll. There's always a cover story that'll get you to the area. And then those stories usually have embedded in them some cipher. You go to the place, you start finding carvings on rock faces and on trees. And if you know how to read it, you find the center point of that region. And then with the center point, you lay down a template that Bob derived from 2 or 3 decades of work on this.
And it fits right over it, doesn't it?
It fits right over. And this sounds like lunacy, I'm sure, to a lot of people, but go read Tomb of God and Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and you will see that that system was embarked upon and finessed in Europe by the Templars. That tradition carried over to America.
What is the bottom line here, Warren? What do you think is going on here?
Oh, okay. I've tried to be as fact-based as possible, and this is difficult with the secret society.
Sure.
Because, you know, they want to keep things secret. And if their enemy happened to be the Catholic Church, the all-powerful Catholic Church, both sides want to keep things hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, for me, I have to, for what their mission is, one has to, speculate.
There's got to be some conjecture in here on your part.
Well,
okay? I understand that.
Here's the sense of it. And, you know, I have to leave some mystery for people who want to read the book. But the sense of it that I have is that this power elite, this secret society, was based in Europe before the Civil War. The Civil War happened. They tried to divide America to keep it beholden to this power base in Europe, kind of cornering the cotton market and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was Lincoln was so effective at fighting it, even though he lost his life in doing so, that the United States was kept whole and became more powerful than the power in Europe. And so the power base shifted to the United States, and therefore the mission continues with a lot of this money now buried here for their ultimate purpose. Now, what is that? Well, if it's religious or social vision, it's probably to see their vision of the world take hold over a very long time frame. These people are very patient. Gold keeps its value over centuries, millennium.
And lately it's been going up.
It's been going up. The peak, you know, 20 years ago, I used to cover the gold markets for the Wall Street Journal, you know, was 800 and some. But it's up from lows of 300 to, you know, into the 400s now, and it could go higher.
Oh, yeah. Some say maybe even as high as 800 again.
And the reason is, you know, there's a loss of confidence in the dollar, and our trade deficits are so high that it's dropping, and we have to be more competitive by a lower dollar.